Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechet Nedarim, and today we are learning Parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So, what can a Madir do for the Mudar if the Mudar is sick? Meaning, we keep on talking about things that are not considered to be actual Hana'a. So, a Mudar Hana'a Mechaveru, if someone has a Neder, he's not allowed to get Hana'a from the other party, V'nichlas Avakro, and the Madir goes in to the Mudar's home to visit him. Omeid Avalo Yoshev. The Madir could stand, but he may not sit during the visit. The Halach is a not allowed to get paid for visiting a sick person because it's a mitzvah, but you're allowed to be paid for sitting with the sick person, because when you're staying for a while, so that's already a much bigger sacrifice, and that you could be paid for. So if the madir sits with him for free and he doesn't charge him, that's considered that he's giving him a hana'a. But if you stand, it means you're only staying for a short period of time, and that you don't get paid for, so that has no monetary value, and therefore you're not getting any hana'a. So even though a sick person does feel better when someone comes to visit him, this is mutter, because the primary intention is to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So when you're doing it for your mitzvah, whatever hana'a happens to come, derech agav, is not considered to be real hana'a. Umrapei rufus nefesh, the madir is allowed to heal him, if he's, to a physical refuah, avalo rufus mamon, but he's not allowed to pay, he's not allowed to heal his animals, to give a refuah to the fellow's mamon, because you could heal the mudar himself because you're doing a mitzvah of being merapei cholim, and that's not called that you're doing him a favor. But to heal his animals where there is no mitzvah, that would be considered that you're doing the fellow a favor. Now you could tell him, the Bar Tanura points out, what medicine to give the animal, as long as you don't do it directly. The advice is not considered to be a hana'a. Other things that you're allowed to do, v'rochitzimo ba'ambatya gedola, you're allowed to bathe with him in a large bath, avalo b'katana, but not in a small bath. When the mudar is in a small pool of water and the madir gets in, so the water level will rise and will cover more of his body, so you're causing him to get hana'a. But in a very large pool, it's imperceptible, the rise in the water level, and that's not considered to be enough of a difference to really be considered hana'a. V'yashinimo b'mita, they're allowed to sleep in the same bed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'yimos ha'chama, avalo b'yimos ha'gshamim, reishu ma'aneu. That's only if it's hot outside, so having another party in the bed is only going to make the bed warmer and less comfortable. But if it's cold outside and having another party in the bed is going to warm up the bed, then you're giving him hana'a. Umesivim o'el amita, you're allowed to lie together on the same couch when you're eating a meal, even in the winter time. That's not considered to be a concern that you're going to warm him up by falling asleep on top of him. You don't warm each other just by sitting and eating together. Vo'ochlim o'el shulchan, you're allowed to eat with him at the same table. We're not worried that you're going to share your food. Avalom enat tamchoy, but they're not allowed to eat together from the same serving plate, because then you might leave a larger portion or a nicer piece for the other party, and that's considered to be that you're giving him hana'a. Aval ochel imam min atamchei chozer, but you're allowed to eat together from a serving platter that gets passed around, that has a very, very large amount of food, more than the people that are sitting at the table need, because even if you don't take any food from it, the muda doesn't get any benefit, because he's going to be able to get as much as he needs regardless of whether you take or not. Lo yochel imam min ha'evul shelefnei ha'polim, if they happen to work together, they're not allowed to eat from the big bowl of food that they put in front of workers. Even though the bowl is very big, it only has enough food for all of the workers, because workers tend to exert themselves physically, and therefore they need a lot of food in order to keep their energy levels up. So we're concerned that the madir might leave over a better portion of food for the mudar to take, and that's giving him hana'a. V'lo yasi imo ba'omen, the madir is not allowed to work with him harvesting the grain in the same row of the field, because when you cut down some of the grain, it's going to leave space for the mudar to work in a more comfortable way, and that's considered hana'a. Divrei Meir, v'cham marmim also hu barachuk mimenu. Now you could stay in the same row as long as you stay some distance away from him, so it's not going to be considered that he's getting any real direct benefit. Okay, now we move on to Parak Dalet, Mishnah Hay. So Mishnah Hay discusses Shemitah, any produce that grows. You're not allowed to obviously do any farming work in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. Any produce that grows there is Hefker, and anyone is allowed to go into someone else's field and take that produce that's growing in the field. So the Mishnah talks about, what about when there's a neder? Hamudar Hana'a Mechavero Lefnei Shviyas. If a person has a neder Hana'a from his friend before Shemitah year, Lo Yorid the Toch Sadehu, he's not allowed to go into the Madir's field, because the Mudar is not allowed to set foot on the matzah's property. However, ve'eino ochel min hanotos, and he's also not allowed to eat the fruit that's growing on a tree that hangs over the edge of the field, where you'll be able to reach it without going into the field, because the fruit belongs to the matzah, so it's aser. But uvashviyis, but during Shemitah year, ein yored l'tochsteh, he's still not allowed to go into his field. His field still belongs to him. The field is not hefker. Walking on it is still therefore going to be aser, because it is not hefker. Aval ochel hu min hanotos, but the fruit is hefker. So if there's fruit hanging over the edge of the field, that you're allowed to take. Midar rice, it happens to me, the mudar is allowed to go into the matzah field to take the produce. When the Torah says that people could take produce during Shemitah that belongs to, that's growing in other people's field, that implies that the land is also hefker, at least as far as other people walking into it. However, the Chacham were worried that if the Mudar comes into the Madar's field, he might stay there beyond the time necessary to pick the fruits, and that's going to be considered Hana'ah. So that's how the Bartanura explains our Mishnah. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if someone who has the Mudar Hana'ah Mechavero, and he comes to him Vakar Cholim, he can only do so standing up and not sitting down. He could provide him with Refuah, but he cannot provide his animals with Refuah. He can bathe in a large bathtub with him, but not in a small bathtub with him. He could sleep with him in the same bed, but Rabbi Yehuda says that's only during the summertime, not during the wintertime when you can provide him with warmth. He can recline on the same couch by the meal. They're allowed to eat together at the table, but not from the same serving platter that has a limited amount of food. But if it's a serving platter with an unlimited amount of food, they can eat from the same serving platter. If they are workers that eat from the same bowl, even if there's a lot of food in that bowl, they're not allowed to share that, because we're worried that it's going to be giving him anah. They're not allowed to work with him, according to Reb Meir, in the same row of a field, because you're going to clear some space for him. Whereas the Chacham say, as long as you leave enough distance between you, it's okay to work in the same row of the field. And then in Mishnah Hey, we learned that someone who's Mudar Hana'ah Mechavero before Shemitah is not allowed to go into his field before Shemitah and eat from the fruits that hang over the field, because going into the field is getting Hana'ah from him. The field is not Hefker. The Peros are not Hefker. However, during Shemitah, while you're not allowed to go into the field because the field is still not hefker, you are allowed to eat from the peros that are growing over the edge of the field, because those peros are in fact hefker. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav.